those little boys all the time.
Fighting.
Yesterday they
fought.
They have
fought.
And with a knife, a man attacks another man with a knife and say he
knifed him.
Or
stabbed him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he took the blade and he
it out. Pulled it out. Drew it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now here are just some odds and ends. These are strictly for pronunciation. But first, would you just count from 1 to 14?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And the number after 19?
20.
After 26?
27.
After 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69.
70.
After 99.
100.
After 999.
1,000.
And the largest number of that is a
million.
And then, after the last day of the month, say that was the last of April, and the next day was the
first day of May.
And the next day was the
second day of May. Third day of May. Fourth day of May. Fifth day of May. Sixth day of May. Seventh day of May. Eighth day of May. Ninth day of May.
And
10th day of May.
Okay. And if you did something, he said you've done something this many times. See, I haven't done it. I've done it
two times.
Or I've done it
twice.
And if you've only done it
once.
All right. Now, if it began to rain suddenly, you might say all
day.
Or all at. Would you ever use all to once or all at once?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. You could sometimes say all at once. All at once something happened.
Okay, and then would you just name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
This is one that old people always think that I'm checking on there. You know, they always think it's an IQ thing. But and one time a person asked me, I said, would you name the months of the year? He said, well, let's see, there's March and August. And you take them out of sequence.
And you try to
figure out
what
the
sequence
right. Okay, and then the days of the week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And how would you greet a person about this time of the day?
Good morning.
All right. And how late would you use that?
Not past 12.
And then what would you say?
Good afternoon.
And how late? And the afternoon begins at noon.
Yes.
Right. And how late does that extend?
Oh, to about 6.
And then what would you call it?
Evening.
You never call it evening before that, though.
I don't. A lot of people do. I call it afternoon.
Okay. Now you say, what time did the sun this morning?
Rise.
Yeah. And you'd say at 6 o'clock the sun.
Rose.
It had before I got up.
It had risen.
Yeah. And we started work early in the morning. We started work before
daybreak. Sunrise.
And we worked until
sunset.
And if Thursday is today, Wednesday was
yesterday,
and Friday will be
tomorrow.
And if someone wasn't coming this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, you'd say he's coming
Sunday week.
All right. Do you ever use that in the past? Not last Sunday, but the Sunday before. Would you ever call that anything special?
Not last Sunday, but Sunday before. Well, just Sunday before last.
Okay. And then on my wrist, I have a
watch.
And if you didn't know the time, you might ask someone.
What time is it?
Yeah. And then what time will it be in about 10 minutes?
It'll be 11:30 nearly.
Okay, and you might say that another way.
It'll be half past 11.
And what would it be 15 minutes later?
45 minutes past or 15 to 12.
Or
quarter to 12, yeah.
All right, and if 1971 was last year, 1972 is
this year.
And if a person is this many years old, you say he is
three.
The boy is three
years old.
And if something happened on this date